USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
A website that has blueprints for printing 3D guns has been blocked by a federal judge who's issued a temporary order halting those blueprints from being made available. That judge yesterday ruled publication of the plans could cause irreparable harm. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Facebook says it's banned 32 pages that were engaging in inauthentic behavior. The company still isn't sure who's behind the bogus pages. They say the fake accounts were involved in political activity around divisive social issues, doing everything from buying ads to creating some 30 different events. Security strategist Rick McElroy of Carbon Black isn't surprised.
It's pretty typical that advanced persistent threats don't just suddenly stop attacking you.
Nearly 300,000 people followed at least one of the 32 accounts that Facebook removed. Facebook says this time the perpetrators tried harder to disguise their efforts. 85 airplane passengers are hurt after an Aeromexico flight crashed in the state of Durango. The plane, with 97 passengers and 4 crew on board, made an emergency landing about 6 miles from the airport. The airport is attributing the crash to bad weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID's already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.